The information discussed by the host and guests on this talk show is meant to be informational only. Listening or calling in to ask questions for our guests does not create a patient-doctor relationship. Rely on your own doctor or healthcare provider's medical advice to treat or diagnose any conditions you may have. Nothing discussed on this talk show is meant to replace your doctor's medical advice. You should never stop your current medical treatments or delay getting medical treatment because of anything presented in this program. If you want more information about a medical condition or treatment discussed on this program, talk to your doctor.
It's time for Health Check with Heidi Godman, a daily dose of health and wellness information. Call or text Heidi your questions at 373-1220. That's 373-1220. And now here's Heidi Godman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. Hope you're doing well on this glorious day. We have the coolest program for you, and I'm very excited about it because we have some folks here from Sarasota Memorial Hospital with some really huge news for the Suncoast. I mean, this is very cutting edge. It's almost an historic announcement, really, that the hospital made in October that it is going to create a standalone cancer care center. It will be called the Sarasota Memorial Hospital Institute for Cancer Care. This is really big. We have not had one here in our community. If you wanted to go to a destination cancer care center, you had to go up to Tampa before. That's going to change. So we have brought in the folks who are heading all of this up. We have Dr. Richard Brown, who is the medical director of the SMH Institute for Cancer Care. Hello, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi. Also, we have Kelly Batista, and she is the administrative director of the SMH Institute for Cancer Care. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi. So this is kind of confusing, I think, to people who aren't familiar with the way this is structured, just as far as who's running what. So can you tell us what you're doing as opposed to what Rick Brown is doing? How does that work?
So Sarasota Memorial is taking a different approach to cancer care and how we structure a service line approach, because it's really about being patient-focused and patient-centered. So all of those services that a cancer patient might experience, like what we'll talk about this afternoon and what's going to be a part of that cancer center, is also going to be led by a different type of model. And it's what we call a dyad leadership model. And it's a joint leadership between the medical director, in this case, Dr. Brown, who's a medical oncologist, and myself as an administrative director. And really, you kind of create a good team approach then, with a focus on the clinical care, as well as how to deliver the best services we can to those patients.
And I think we're familiar with this model, such as at the health department, where you have an administrative director and a medical director, and that makes sense. But we haven't had things that way at Sarasota Memorial with each department. Typically, how is it run?
Typically, we've had a clinical services director who oversees that service line. It's been more from maybe an inpatient approach and then looking at strategy and business development as a part of that. But because this is so big for our organization and, as you said, for the community, we recognize that cancer care also happens in a majority of times in an outpatient setting. And so we wanted to be able to provide comprehensive care services for the patient that really looked at a broader sense of care. And that takes you from the full continuum of inpatient care through outpatient care. So we knew we needed to also change how we approached the service line and also how we developed the leadership around it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is very big news. And the way it's structured is important because I get the feeling that you're both going to be working on different sorts of things. Your focus is on different things. Tell us about that, Kelly.
I think it's we both come at it from a different side, but it's really about working together to create a better model of care for our patients. And that's one thing that I really appreciate working with Dr. Brown, is I can come to him and say, what do we do in this situation? Why do we do that? And he can give me his medical advice and experience that he brings to the table. And then I can do the same with, how does that fit in our strategic initiatives, our business development, our patient experience goals, and kind of the strategic side of it too.
All right. And I have the patient aspect of it, you know, because I think this is just such a gee whiz. We don't have to go anywhere. And Dr. Richard Brown, I've known you as Rick Brown for decades. and, you know, we've been there in the hospital. I've been interviewing you in labs with like a diseased liver in front of us. And, you know, we've done so many different interviews. Now, this is really a different kind of a story that we're talking about. This is going to change our area, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, traditionally, you know, there is this outpatient, inpatient, but yet we're taking care of human beings that span both inpatient and outpatient services. And, you know, cancer care is really, really complicated and getting more complicated. So this will afford us the ability to be more coordinated in our care delivery, as well as, you know, much more communication between the various providers that we need to deliver, you know, care.
Right. And let's talk about what we've had for a long time, because you can get some cancer care services at Sarasota Memorial. So thus far, what has been available?
Well, we have a lot of the pieces already here in the community. So I don't want to think that, you know, the big step is that we're putting it all together in a package so that we could coordinate the delivery of care. And we're going to augment some of the services that we, you know, currently don't have, so that, you know, we could provide, you know, patients, you know, the care that they really, really deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, we do inpatient surgical services. We do some outpatient infusion services. We don't do any radiation oncology at the hospital itself. It's done offsite, and we're going to put it all together. We're going to involve all the physicians, and we're going to, you know, put together a coordinated, well-structured, you know, care delivery plan for these patients.
Wonderful. But, you know, we do have the Breast Health Center. And so if you think of anything breast health related, you can go there to that one spot. And of course, you can go to other satellites that the hospital has for other imaging. But you could go, you can talk to a physician, you can get the imaging there. So that's very handy. But for other cancer care services, I mean, typically you would go to an oncology office, such as going to see you at your practice. If you needed surgery, then you'd go to the hospital. Then you needed chemo, you come back to your office. But radiation somewhere else?
Well, no, even let's talk about breast health. So okay. Right now, a woman gets a screening mammogram, and then, you know, she may have an abnormality that needs to be further evaluated. She may go back to the breast health center, have a biopsy. She may be referred to her primary care doctor, to a surgeon. But even let's say the biopsy is done. Well, that woman's going to have to see a surgeon. A lot of times they will also have to see a medical oncologist. They will have to make decisions with regards to whether they want a lumpectomy or mastectomy. They may need to see a plastic surgeon. There may be some issues with regards to hereditary forms of cancer, and they may need to be seen by a genetic counselor. And all this needs to be done in order to adequately take care of a patient. So we're moving this woman around who's obviously anxious about her disease and would like to get started on her, you know, on her treatment, and yet we're moving from place to place to place.
Well, a lot of different office visits.
And requires a lot of coordination and time, and we think that there are better ways to do this.
All right. Better ways, meaning that Sarasota Memorial Hospital is opening the Institute for Cancer Care as a standalone facility. The hospital board gave the approval to move forward with this in October. Kelly, what does that mean?
So what that means is we're starting the initial phase of the design process. And what they have voted for and really support us in this initiative is to do a schematic design. And that's really where we're going to take a hard look at the programs that we're going to be including and make sure that we are, as Dr. Brown said, addressing everything that patient will need in their care. But we're also going to be looking at what is that department and then what are those facilities going to look like? And how do we address that patient's need, not just from a clinical care component, but how they feel when they enter this facility and what does it look like and how do they interact with the space? So it's a really exciting time in the design process because we really get to say, what does the community need and how can we address it and how can we create something that the community can be proud of?
Just incredible. And where is it going to be?
So right now we're looking to put it in front of the Waldemere parking garage. We're calling it the Waldemere East location, and it would be basically coming off of 41 and turning onto Waldemere. It would be right there in front of you.
So right now it's a huge parking lot.
Correct.
It's tomorrow, 3 years from now, it will be maybe a big building. How big a building are we talking?
Well, right now it's 175,000 square feet.
And how many stories, or what does it look like, do you think?
Well, it's, I think, 9 stories right now. May change with time as we, again, start looking at exactly what programs and everything we need to put into it. But we've seen some preliminary mock-ups. It's really, really attractive building that fits into the overall scheme at SMH. And
but this isn't a little clinic. We're talking a substantial building.
This is a big building. And even the placement, we spent a fair amount of time deciding where to place it. And we want to make it easier for patients to get in and get out, and even in its location in front of Waldemere, so connected to Waldemere Garage, so that patients could park and just immediately walk into the Cancer Institute.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, and even at the other really big teaching facilities that you'll go to throughout the country, such as Harvard Medical School or somewhere like that, you know, you go on campus and then you're a tiny little ant in this huge city's a city of hospitals. You know, it's just all these huge buildings reaching into the sky. So this sounds like we are heading in that direction of having all of these very innovative high-tech buildings here all devoted to patient health. All right, we want to find out much more about it, but we need to take a quick break. Everybody, please stick around. This is Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ. More with Dr. Richard Brown and Kelly Batista from the SMH Institute for Cancer Care in just a minute. Stay with us.